tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Friday, June the 13th, Friday the 13th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. There's an upcoming meeting at the Presque Isle Electric and Gas main headquarters. It's going to be held a week from this Tuesday. You got plenty enough advance notice. June 24th. They are going to be holding a meeting open to the public for all PIE&G customers. I cannot attend this event. If I did, I would go as a PIE&G customer. They are the electric provider for this radio station. And tell them that we cannot afford to pay any higher rates for their electricity from their nonprofit co-op. The new CEO is wanting us to pay more in our electric rates. If you're listening to my voice, if you're hearing this information, if you know anybody who is a PIE&G customer, they need to go and loudly shout down this CEO. I understand that they got hit very heavily with expenses due to the horrific, historic ice storm that hit Presque Isle County. I get it. I saw the damage myself. But the state of Michigan, Washington, D.C., and others have put together grants and long-term low-interest rate loans to reimburse businesses, especially nonprofits. You have to understand that this co-op, PIE&G, is not a for-profit electric provider. They are a nonprofit. For them to get hit with millions of dollars in expenses to repair the ice storm damage, which they are still doing today, replacing poles, removing tree debris, all the things that they're doing, which is still ongoing, should not be passed on to their customers. We can barely struggle to pay our electric bill now for this radio station. If they raise rates every 6 months on its customers, it will have tremendous impact on this radio station, on many people, their personal households, other businesses. Folks, you need to go to this meeting. You need to tell everybody you know to go and show up at this meeting. This is unacceptable. We cannot afford it. This is exactly poor leadership by this CEO. If you cannot figure out a way to do this, then resign. Step down. You do not have the best interests of the people, your customers, at heart. The meeting is going to be at their main headquarters on June 24th at 9:30 in the morning. They want to consider adjustments to their electric rate. CEO Alan Berg wants to raise the rates every 6 months to cover the losses for the ice storm. Unacceptable. Not only no, but hell no. If you can't figure out how to get the grants, if you can't figure out how to get the long-term, low-interest rate loans, then resign. TIENG needs a new CEO today. June 24th at their office in Onaway at 9:30. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely no way. Tell everybody you know.
Now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Good, good, good. Hey, if you could just pull that mic a little bit away from your mouth, greatly appreciate it. We got you a new headset and hearing you loud and clear this morning.
Yeah, is that a little better?
Much better. Perfect. Hey, one of the things, Tristan, that I wanted to talk to you about today, and we've talked about this many times, but I'm going to try to get through this explanation for your question, hopefully without crying. A really good friend of ours had a bad accident in his family, and he texted a large group of us that are part of a prayer group dealing with everything we're dealing with Miss Vicky. She's going to the doctor today, right now as we speak, to get her drains out so she can get back to work on Monday. But we're part of this prayer group. And the guy said, if you guys could please pray for our daughter, son-in-law, and their family. And I texted him back. I said, yeah, sure, what's up? Give me some names. Give me some information. And he said, well, she was out driving and had their five-year-old little boy in the back seat of a minivan in a car seat. And this happened downstate, I want to say Oakland County. And said they were driving, singing a song. She had a children's song playing, the little boy singing in the back seat. They're driving along, going through a green light. And all of a sudden, they were T-boned. And it was on the passenger side. The little boy was in the car seat in the back on the passenger side. And this drunk driver, they're not really sure, texting, not really sure what it was. But this person ran a red light and T-boned the minivan. Airbags went off. The minivan went circling, he said, made like five or six, 360 degrees. They jumped a curb. They hit a telephone pole on the driver's side. The little boy was killed instantly. The mother, the daughter, she ended up going to the hospital, unconscious, didn't even know about the little boy. When she woke up, she asked how the little boy was. And they had to tell her in the hospital he was dead. And, you know, you just never know when it's your time. You just never know when something as horrific as this can happen. And I thought about that five-year-old little boy and the amount of pain and just devastation to the family. But on top of it, they had to pay for a funeral that the kids couldn't afford. So grandpa and grandma and a lot of the aunts and uncles chipped in and covered it. But it was like, you know, it would have made their life so much better if they had just bought some life insurance on that five-year-old little boy for peanuts. I mean, how cheap is life insurance for a five-year-old little boy?
Well, so typically we can get a $25,000 whole life policy for infants on up, you know, to you know, children that are a little bit older, in the under $25 a month, or you know, you can pay that on an annual basis, or you can do a single premium amount to have that type of coverage for the rest of their life. In the event that God says it's your time to come to heaven, there's money there for the family to take care of final expenses. And that's not the only expenses that are likely to occur. There will probably be some hospital bills and some medical bills as well.
Absolutely. Things not necessarily covered by the health insurance or the car insurance medical policy. There's always copays. There's always, you know, extra costs that aren't covered. Vicky had a heart attack, and $2,000 for the ambulance ride to Munson Hospital in that snowstorm on January 30th. And thank God, you know, Medicare, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Advantage Network, Part B, health insurance covered a huge portion of it. You know, but we still have to, you know, pay $500, you know, as our copay deductible for it. These things happen all the time. without people even realizing it.
They happen every day. You can be the best driver in the world. You could be minding your own business like this family was, and your life literally explodes in front of your eyes due to the negligence or straight up medical emergency from somebody else that's on the road. Maybe that's what it was. You know, we probably don't know all the details at this point.
Guy had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Widowmaker died at the wheel and hit their vehicle without even realizing what was going on.
Yeah. Correct. It could be a straight up accident. Maybe you have a medical emergency and go off the road and something happens. Everyone should have at least a little bit of life insurance to help take the financial burden off of their family in the event of a catastrophic event happening and a death occurring. Grandparents can cover their grandchildren. Parents can cover their kids. Parents, you need to cover yourselves. There are some very affordable rates out there. If you're, I always encourage people to get these life insurance policies when they're young and healthy. That's when they're most affordable, and lock that coverage in for as long as possible. And Randy, we can also do what's called laddering. And so life insurance can be a form of, you can convert with a Farm Bureau policy to a permanent policy. And so sometimes with people, we'll do, let's say they want, a $500,000 in coverage. We can do $300,000 on a, say, 30-year term policy or a 20-year term policy. Then we might stack $200,000 onto a 10-year term because they know that they are expecting some income or being in a better financial position within that 10-year term. And so they can convert part or all of that 10-year term policy to a permanent policy and still have that $300,000 locked in for that 30 years.
So it's a way to predict your business growing, getting a promotion, you're going back to college, you're getting a master's degree that's going to give you an automatic pay raise. You're going to go from making $60,000 a year to $100,000 a year just because of your education. So you always know predictability as far as income, growth of your business, things like that. You can actually sit down and ask these questions, Tristan, and custom design exactly what they need.
Yes, and that way, we lock in a certain amount for as long as possible on that term. And then, obviously a 10-year term is less expensive than a 30-year term. And so if they know they're going to have an inheritance or they're going to sell a property or their income is going to be in such a position where they can afford to dump some extra money onto a whole life policy, into that permanent plan, we want to get them that cheap policy, lock in their health and their rating right now. So they know that in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, we can convert that cheap plan and we still have that 30-year plan as well.
Well, one of the things that I was thinking about is young children, grandchildren, where you have the mother, the father answer all the questions about the child, but the grandparent actually ends up purchasing the insurance policy and pays it up in full, or maybe, like you say, annual payments, whatever's easy for the grandparents. But basically, this rate locked in that early is so cheap and is based on their current health that, God forbid, 10 years from now, they get diagnosed with some type of childhood or teenage cancer or, something pops up. It doesn't matter because their health insurance policy is locked in while they were healthy.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's why I encourage people, 18, 19, 20, 25-year-olds, lock in, $1 million in term coverage, $500,000 in term coverage, because it's likely you're going to get married. You may have children or have obligations to family members. Maybe you've got school debt or you're probably going to have a mortgage. Lock that stuff in even before you have those things when you're most insurable and as young as possible to get the best rate possible.
Well, you mentioned mortgage, and Vicki used to be a mortgage broker. She started American Finance back in 1986. And one of the things, one of her lenders eventually became Flagstar Bank. And she allowed before she became an insurance agent and learned about other policies, she allowed a lot of her clients to sign up very simply at the closing, check this box, and you got mortgage insurance, life insurance that pays off the mortgage in the event you die.
Sure.
Well, the only problem we learned as she became an insurance agent, and later I got involved with her as well in insurance, was this is declining coverage, where it goes down every month when you make your payment. Your mortgage payment goes towards principal and interest. You're paying down the principal. Well, so does the life insurance policy when you buy it through the bank or the mortgage company. It goes down as well. You pay it off in 20, 30 years, whatever. You don't have any insurance.
Correct. That type of policy covers the mortgage balance. So as that balance goes down, so does the amount of insurance. Where if you come to me and my agency and I write you a $500,000 life insurance policy, it stays at $500,000. In fact, it could go up if we're doing a permanent policy and we're dumping extra cash on it. It could be, it could be $600,000, $700,000, $800,000. It could be closer to $1 million in coverage at the end of that time frame because you've overpaid and dumped extra money into it. And there's some really cool tools. I often refer people to the book "Be Your Own Banker" to learn and understand what this concept is. We do that here, and I can help you do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the other things that is so important, again, these young couples getting married, like you say, going to buy a house, going to have children, you have all this debt that, God forbid, dad gets killed on his way home from work. What's the wife and the kids going to do? How are they going to pay off the mortgage? How are they going to stay in the house? How are they going to pay for the kids' education?
Randy, what's dad going to do if mom gets killed going to the grocery store, three little kids, she's a stay-at-home mom, he has to work. What's dad going to do if something happens to stay-at-home mom? I would argue that she needs more coverage than he does because he's going to have to keep working. And who's going to take care of the kids? How is he going to pay for child care?
Yeah, all that.
Absolutely. I've heard stories that child care could be as much as $1,000 a month per kid.
Mm.
That's a lot of money. You've got, three or four kids and, you're grieving and everything's in chaos. Having some financial security there, knowing that your family's taken care of, you can't put a price on what that's worth.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give out your phone number because you are licensed for life insurance in all 50 states. You can handle everybody in Michigan, Florida, anywhere people are at. Listening to the show, you can give Tristan a call at his office, 231-533-6489. Again, 231-533-6489. Or his website is his name, TristanCole.com. You can go to the website. It'll connect you directly to his office and give him a call. Get some questions answered. Set up a meeting over the phone. Get information to him as soon as possible. Let him help you develop a really great plan for your family. Tristan, I greatly appreciate you doing this for us. Final thoughts before we let you go for today.
Man, every time I see something catastrophic, it just hurts my heart to know that, those folks may or may not have any life insurance and the burden that they're placed under at that point in time. And so if I can help just one person, two people, three people, fix that for their family, it's worth it. And, go out and have a great weekend.
Absolutely, sir. Greatly appreciate you. Thanks for everything you're doing for us.
Thanks, Randy.
Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's